It's time!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. I don't play sports anymore, but I write about them, I cover them, I talk about them on the radio. I do all I can with them. Joining me is a member of the POU women's basketball team. She wears number 44. She is a forward. Her name is Lacey Nicholson. Lacey, how are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. It's my favorite time of the year. It's December 1st, which means the Christmas countdown is here. It's a little too cold outside for my liking, but I also love that it's December and there's basketball going on every second of every day.
Very, very nice. Also joining me, he is a member of the POU men's basketball team. He wears number 32, and he claims to be a point forward playing everywhere on the floor. His name is Drew Artisoni. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Grinding out the last 3 weeks here, you know, making student athlete thing a real, real struggle. Just excited. Men's basketball team took two in a row, make us 4-2. Huge two team wins. It was awesome. Hopefully, coming into this weekend, we can take two more and start the year out 6-2. Would be another great start for men's basketball, who is struggled before last year to get off to a great start. Very, very interested in college football this weekend to see if Navy can absolutely ruin the modern day bowl system by beating Temple and getting themselves a Cotton Bowl bid. That would be absolutely incredible to watch. And yep, I'm just doing great. I'm excited to hear what kind of rant our free agent wide receiver has for us this morning.
The game of college football you choose to focus on is Navy and Temple.
So did you hear what happens if Navy wins?
You just the Cotton Bowl, right?
Yeah, but they play another game after everyone's championship is over. So
they play one more.
They play the Army Navy game this following weekend, the weekend following. So the problem is that if they actually win, their ranking, because they're bowl eligible, would be dependent on that game, and so the bowl committee would have to wait another whole week to come out with the bowl selections.
Oh,
and that means the first bowl game would be played 72 hours after the first bowl selection was
made. Wow. Yeah, that would toss everything up.
Yeah, so I really want to watch that game just for that one sole purpose.
That would be cool. Also, joining us as often as he can, he is a free agent wide receiver. His name is Kellen Westring. Kellen, I know you're not feeling great, but like, how are you right now?
Well, Christian, I appreciate the introduction. Lacey, Drew, it's always good to be seen. We had some pie over the weekend. We had pecan, we had chocolate, we had
chocolate
coconut, maybe some hula pie, a little ice cream pie mix. Shout out to Aunt Susie. I had a different kind of pie. I had some humble pie.
Oh.
My girlfriend, Takara Matsui, beat me 3 straight games in pig. 3 straight.
Get you some of that.
And it was extremely humbling. We're both very competitive. And every time she won, she came over, gave me a hug, and said, "I'm sorry." And I said, "You know what? I don't want to hear it. Let's play again." So 3 straight. Shout out to Takara. Great shooter. No question could wish she kind of would have played for, you know, the women's basketball team, because I think she's extremely athletic. But that's a different story. Very, very happy to be here.
That is that's fantastic. Hey, Lacey beats me in horse every now and again, too, so it's no big deal.
Hey, Christian, you want to know what I really think the issue was? I think it's because Takara does her own laundry. I think that's why Kellen was able to that's why Kellen lost a couple games. I got to go to the Westring household last night and got to sit down at the Westring kitchen table and talk to a coach and Kellen and Mrs. Coach, and it was absolutely a blast. And sure enough, as we're walking out the door, Mrs. Westring hands Kellen his laundry because he brought it home for her to do.
It was 3 towels.
I just think that's absolutely
awesome.
You made mommy do laundry?
Yeah.
Dog.
How old are you again?
Dog.
Aww.
Man, we put him on blast.
Yes.
All right, I want to remind you, those of you who are listening, that most of the stories that we will be talking about today can be found on Mast.media.pou. masspro.edu. We want you to call into the show and talk to us, talk a little sports, talk about whatever you want. The number to call us is 253-535-7332. Once again, that number is 253-535-7332. Well, most half athletes like myself went home for Thanksgiving break, but the POU men's basketball team did not. They hosted their annual Thanksgiving tournament. On Friday, the Lutes played Whittier and took home a convincing 82-68 win. Lacey, who contributed in that one?
Jared Christie, for sure there. Actually, that game I was able to watch online because I was at home most of the day after Thanksgiving.
How was the broadcast?
It was awesome. Kellen did a great job there.
Boom. Shameless plug.
But what a total team win for the Lutes. But Jared Christie for sure stood out to me. Was just one assist away from a triple-double in that game with 13 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Lutes. And you also have Brandon Lester had a team high of 14 points, and Dylan Foreman added 13 points for the Lutes. All the starters guys scored in double digits, and it was also great to see some of the guys coming off the bench getting some good minutes in, too.
So I noticed something when the two teams stepped on the court for tip-off. POU was physically bigger than Whittier, which is a rarity for this group, right, Kellen?
It really is, Christian. You know, they took advantage of that scoring, 54-36 in favor of POU on the boards, 36-22 when it comes to points in the paint. And it's fun to see our boy Garth get aggressive, get physical. Made a couple jump shots, Drew, which was exciting to see. Because the biggest thing that Garth needs is confidence. And if he has confidence, in my opinion, his team can go extremely far.
I agree with that. 20 points off the bench in that game against Whittier. Drew, you were a part of it. Tell us about it.
It's really great when the bench gets going. We've been proven to be pretty unbeatable when the bench can score and come off the bench and contribute. You know, Tyson had 7, I had 5, Zach, Mark, and Zach Webb, Marcus Glenn, Sean McLaughlin all had 2, and then Theo Bigelow, the freshman project, had 2 as well. It was a great little 15-foot jumper. It was great to see. It was a fun game, and you know, it was Tyson and I were talking after the game. It was like a mini Whitman game last year for Tyson and I rolling off the bench. It was a lot of fun.
Yep, it was fun to watch. The next day, POU faced the University of Dallas Crusaders in what figured to be a much more competitive matchup. Kellen, who shined in that one?
Kyle Sautel, which is exciting because, you know, he's had injuries in the past. Fun to see him finally be healthy. He had 18 points, and he did it all in the second half. And Brandon Lester, again, in my opinion, the MVP of this Lute basketball team, had 14 points. A kind of a mini stat, but very, very important down the road. He was 4-4. From the free throw line, and Arvid Isaacson is 1-0.
That's right.
Arvid Isaacson stepped up. Coach Dickerson did the Cardinals thing. He went to Wendy's late at night. He just can't quite do that. He learned his lesson, and you know, Arvid had to come in and fill a big time role because Dickerson was throwing up. And Dickerson also listened to the broadcast, Lacey. So it's fun to get some.
No, he did. He did. He complimented Kellen, but
that was huge.
I felt bad for Coach. Man, poor Coach had food poisoning.
Right.
Learned not to get a Whopper and fries.
But it's the wrong restaurant, homie.
Yeah, Whopper.
Whatever you got.
Burger King, fam.
Burger King.
It's bad that we know that and you don't know that. That's a bad thing.
I don't know that.
But it was fun to see Arvid, you know, like I said, come in and step up as a head coach because, you know, I definitely believe that he will try to, you know, apply for this thing next year. So good practice, you know, before that ever happens.
Dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it was. So when I met with Coach Dickerson and started writing this preview story for this season, he talked about how important rebounding was for this team's success throughout the year. Jared Christie must have taken that to heart, didn't he, Lacey?
I think he must have. I already mentioned the fact that he had 14 rebounds in the first night, and he comes back the second night with 19 rebounds by himself, which is incredible. And to add to that, he also had 10 points that night. The Lutes out-rebounded the Crusaders 49-39, and rebounding is huge. That's what's going to win you some games.
I couldn't agree more. Dallas was bigger than POU, too, and for them to out-rebound it by 10 was huge. Tyson Beer led the bench both days in scoring of the tournament. He scored 10 against Dallas, 2-for-4 from 3. Is Tyson going to be that sixth man that I feel that this team needs, you know, to kind of put them above and get them into the tournament and give them a long run? Or is it going to be someone else, Drew?
Well, it just kind of depends on the health of Eric Swartout, which has been a consistent problem here. Poor Eric, man, could not dodge an injury if he saw it coming from a mile away. And, you know, it's put me and Tyson in that position where Tyson moves into the starting lineup, and then I become the sixth man. And then if Eric's back in the starting lineup, Tyson becomes the sixth man. I become number two off the bench. If Sautel's going to continue to score 19 a game, you really can't have him on the bench. So you have to put him in the game too. And so that kind of moves everything around. I think what we do it is in terms of more of rotations. So you're going to see Tyson breathe Eric and Brandon. You're going to see Dylan breathe. You're going to see Dylan be breathed by Sautel if Sautel's not in the game. And then you're going to see me breathe Garth or Jared.
Yeah.
And I think that's the rotation you will see. Add Marcus Glenn in there if we need a scoring spark. Add Josh Barrett if we need a little help on defense. And that's what will happen. I think that's we run more of a rotation system than a true here's your sixth man, here are your next two guys. We run more of a by need system.
So it's all dependent on what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I like picking heroes of the game. We're going to do it for basketball too. I just made that up. So only we're going to pick heroes for the weekend because they play two games each weekend. So Drew, who you got? Start us off.
Wow. That's tough on our team. I'm going to go with Kyle Sautel. Sautel has struggled like Eric to stay healthy. And he's gotten off, and you know his seasons have been derailed by injury throughout. When he just finally starts to get going, Kyle's now comfortable with being uncomfortable the entire time he was here at PLU and in his basketball career. And I think Kyle has finally found himself into a little bit of a groove now and playing the game the way he should be playing it, the way he's capable of playing it. And you know him having 19 lists at our tournament and a couple big games in the Puget Sound tournament was huge for Kyle, and it's great to see his confidence up and him shooting the ball the way he is.
Lacey, who you got for hero of the weekend?
Well, I think I mention him every time in this segment, but I'm gonna have to go with Jared Christie. I love watching him play. What's fun about watching Jared play is that he's a threat in the paint as well as on the 3-point line. Mm-hmm. He is quick and athletic. He's quick and athletic and can shoot like a guard, but he's big like a post and strong like a post. So he's kind of all over the place, and he really got it done this last weekend.
Yep. Kellen, who you got for hero of the weekend?
I would be the young gun sophomore Tyson Beer. In my opinion, Christian, he's making a case to start. I believe that he would be a great addition to that starting lineup. He's a very, very energetic player, extremely athletic. And in my opinion, something that I saw last year, he didn't have a lot of confidence, but this year his confidence has gone sky high. I think, Drew, you've helped him up with that, as well as Arvid Isaacson, because you can see when he makes shots, he's confident. He believes. He trusts his passes. He's trusting his teammates more and more. And if he doesn't turn the ball over, Christian, I believe he should be one of the starting five.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, our friend in Tacoma, the news screenwriter.
Todd Millis.
Todd Millis,
yep.
Tweeted something to that effect.
That's right.
He said, I would not mind Tyson Burr starting for this team.
Yeah, very athletic. Very athletic.
What about you, Christian?
I'll go with Brandon Lester. He's always a threat to score, and we know that. But if you sit close to the floor and you listen to him when he plays defense, he is always yelling.
Yeah. He could have been a communication major.
He probably should have been. He's yelling so often. He's yelling, I got help. He's yelling, I got ball. Brandon is having a great senior season, and he probably will for the rest of the season. So that's my hero for the weekend.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be time for Lacey's Lutes. Let's find out who Lacey interviewed next. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio.
Hey, everybody. Let's all lean in together.
Show the world you support women at work and at home.
When men lean in, everyone wins.
Help women aim high.
My brother would always pick me above his friends to be on his basketball teams.
It's moments like that that you carry with you forever.
Hi, men. Are you?
Welcome back, sports fans, to Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio. If you want to call on the show, please do it. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253 535-7332. We are joined today, as always, by two athletes, one guy who could be an athlete, but he decided to walk away from the games. We are here with Drew Artisoni.
True.
And Drew, in my opinion, has one of the best rooms in South Hall. He's got posters galore, great posters, great movies, great athletes. Tim Tebow is on the wall. We are here with Christian Bond. Is that coffee, Christian?
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. Christian's got a nice cup of coffee in front of him. And Lacey Nicholson, who never surprises me with her amazing snacks. She's got some Naked Juice right now. And what was the fruit that you had on Monday?
It's called a pomegranate.
Pomegranate. Those were a little cute. They look like a little cute, like kind of pill poppers. Those were kind of cool. So proud of you with that.
All right, here we go with Lacey's Lutes.
I am here with Brad Hodkinson. Brad, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us your grade, what sport you participate here in PLU, and your major.
Yeah, so I'm Brad, and I'm a sophomore here at PLU, and I'm a 3-2 engineering major, and I'm on the cross-country team.
So, Brad, you were able to go to the national tournament this year for cross-country, which is awesome. What place did you finish in nationals?
I finished 187th last year, and then this year I was able to finish 35th.
Awesome. So how many people go to the final tournament?
About 280.
Okay. And when you travel, were there any other PLU runners that traveled with you for nationals, or were you the only one?
So last year I was able to get a warm-up partner, so I had my roommate Kyle Rapaz come with me, but this year it was just me and my coach.
So what does a warm-up partner do?
He just, like, runs with me at, like, before the race to help me, like, warm up and get ready for my race, and then also just to hang out with, because we're usually down there for, like, 3 days, so we'll go down there on, like, Thursday, and so we're down there for quite a while.
And I think I read that Nationals was at Minnesota last year. Where was it this year?
So it was in Wisconsin last year.
Oh, okay.
So close. And then it was in Kentucky this year. Okay. And then both years we actually got to go to Minnesota as like a layover for traveling on the airplanes.
Awesome. So how far do you typically run in a cross-country meet?
So usually the normal distance is 8,000 meters, which is about 5 miles. It's a typical cross-country race.
And what was your best time this year?
24:49, I think. I'm not too sure.
Do you remember your time at Nationals?
24:55 or something like that.
Okay.
Which is like just under 5 minute mile pace.
So I guess the route of the race can kind of affect your time and your mentality, whether there's hills or anything like that. What was that like at Nationals?
The terrain can definitely affect the race. And so at Nationals, it was really like flat and there wasn't very many hills. So it was pretty fast. And it was actually pretty cold on the day of the race and windy, so that can affect the race.
And we're all kind of dying to know what you think about during your race.
I don't know. Your mind just kind of like wanders. So a lot of times you're like thinking about the race and just like, what do I do next? Like, am I in good position? And so definitely at the national meet, that's all I was thinking about. I kept counting the people in front of me to see what place I was in, to see if I was in that top 35 or I was starting to fall out of that top 35. And so that was what like I usually think about.
So kind of going off of that, what do you think is the most crucial part of a race?
Staying mentally like tough and just being like prepared for anything. So if you fall, being ready to get back up right away and just staying strong mentally.
Mm-hmm. And is like the beginning, like is it really important to get off to a great start, or is the finish kind of where you save that last bit of energy and push through?
So you definitely want to be, like, pretty conservative in, like, the first half. And, like, you want to make sure you get out good. So you have 280 people all running at each other all at once to, like, and it narrows down quite a bit. So you definitely want to get out in, like, good placing. So you usually have to run pretty fast for, like, first 400 meters. But then after that, it's just being relaxed and, like, really, like, mentally being relaxed and just staying calm and just maintaining good place. And then you just wait. And then, like, towards the last half of the race, it's time to, like, pick it up and start passing people. And then that last 400 meters or last 800 meters is everything you got.
And what is the strangest thing that's ever happened to you while running in a race, if you can think of something?
So I ran in high school at Bellevue Invite. And it was just really rainy and windy that day. And a canopy tarp where, like, teams, like, normally put their bags underneath actually, like, got picked up by the wind and flew and hit someone in the race.
Was it someone in front of you? Were you able to pass them?
It was not someone in front of me, but it was still crazy to watch.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And do you ever think about the fact that you're probably one of the fastest runners? Well, you are obviously in the top 35, one of the fastest runners in the country. Is that something that motivates you? Do you think about that often?
Not really. Like, I definitely, like, set goals, and so I think about that. And so, like, a goal of mine was to be top 35, so I definitely thought about that a lot during, like, summer running and, like, the workouts this year for cross country.
And you're only a sophomore here at PLU, so is there anything that you'll work on this summer specifically to just get better for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just keep running more, and my goal for next year is to place top 15.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for your time, Brad, and good luck in your upcoming season as a junior.
That was Lacey's interview with Brad Hodkinson, one of the best runners in the country.
With a very unique sense of style, by the way.
He does
during his races. That's it's absolutely incredible. If you ever get a chance to come out and watch him run, the outfit is better than anything else.
What is it? The headband?
So it'll be like a flower headband, or like for track when he runs like the 10,000, he'll wear a backwards tie-dye, like, dad hat. That's absolutely incredible. Hat. And he'll wear pink Darth Vader socks.
That's awesome.
See, but when you run like he can, you can back that kind
of... You can wear whatever the heck you want.
I thought the headband would slow him down, but it might give him a boost.
I don't think so. And I just don't even want to know what his feet feels like. I mean, Dr. Scholes must be making a living on this guy. You know how many did you ask him how many miles he ran a week?
Yeah. So when he practices every day. He'll maybe take the day off before the race. He runs 15 to 20 miles a day.
Kellen goes a week?
I asked him. He said, oh, yeah, the team will normally run around 10, but I'll get in 15 or 20 miles.
Jeez. Quick roundtable question. What do you guys think about when you run?
Nothing. I don't run. Oh. Half athlete, bro.
That was good, dude.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of distance running, so... But the difference is when I do run distance, I have headphones, so I'm at least able to jam along with my music, whereas...
Jam.
I don't know what Brad's thinking. Well, told us.
He said nothing.
Yeah.
He said his mind wanders.
Yeah. I can't run to run. It's physically impossible for me. I can't get myself to do it. I'll run after a basketball, football, soccer ball, baseball, girl. I'll run after a lot of things, but I will not. I repeat myself, will not run to run. And that's what's crazy about these long-distance marathoners and the people who do the Ironman and stuff. You're not allowed to have music in your ears when you do it. So, like, what do you do by, like, mile four? Like, you're just listening to your heartbeat and the sound of your breathing and your body sounds? That's crazy. I would go – my mind would, like, go insane.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could run maybe 1 mile if there's, like, a donut dangling in front of me. Maybe.
You get a little carrot and stick routine.
1 mile.
Well, Lacey, thank you so much for the interview. Great job as always. Folks, we're going to take a quick short break. When we come back, we will continue to play a game that Drew has been extremely successful at. And Lacey and I are going to get better.
Horn row.
Name that loot. We're very excited. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
Hockey depends on ice. And ice depends on water. That's why the NHL
have teamed with the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're conserving the water we use and helping to safeguard its future. Because Earth's most valuable resource is pure, clean water. Preferably frozen. Join the team at NHL/green and NRDC.org/sports.
Welcome back, folks, to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loop Air Student Radio. If you want to call on the show to do it, folks, please do it. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. And once again, that is 253-535-7332. And we are about to indulge into a game that I believe we need to take the time to thank Christian, our producer, for creating for us.
Thanks, Christian.
Not trying to, you know, win any brownie points whatsoever, not trying to win him over, that way he'll choose me before I choose every answer. But Christian, thank you so much. Lacey Nicholson is studying real quick before we partake in this show. Drew Artisoni has had a lot of success, as I mentioned before break, in this game. But anything can happen. It's a Thursday. It could be an upset.
Well, the same thing has happened the last, you know, four shows.
That's true.
It is true.
Not there for one of them.
It is true, Drew.
I did win the first one, so the belt was in the Western household to start, and now it's been in the South since.
Since.
Drew has been quite successful, as he mentioned. This is Name That Loot, where I roll out a stat line. They answer by hitting their buzzers. So, Drew, can I hear your buzzer? I hate that buzzer. All right, Kellen, what's your buzzer? Lacey, what's your buzzer? All right, very nice.
Gets me every time.
Kellen should kill us because he broadcasts all of our games.
Yeah, but we play them.
You play them.
I know you guys are looking at your stat sheets after the game is over.
Dickerson doesn't.
There's
allow
one sport going on right
allow
now.
Us to.
Yeah, right.
He throws them away.
They're open to everyone. GoLoots.com. Hit it up. See, look at that plug. You're welcome, everyone. Okay, here we go.
Are you gonna tell? I have a question. Are you gonna tell us male or female?
I'll let you figure it out.
Are you gonna popcorn, or is it gonna be all the males in one section, all the females in one?
There are two sports. There are two separate. One sport, basketball, going on right now. Maybe some swimming too, right? Is that happening?
Yeah. Michael Phelps.
There it is. Okay. I'm gonna let this happen. You guys figure it out.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
You should have it.
This person, this mortal. What are you gonna say?
This person grabbed 33 rebounds and had 23 points last weekend. Oh, Lacey.
Wait, how many points?
No, time out! She can't do that!
Garth West. That's wrong.
Incorrect. Let's go.
No way.
I don't know. Kellen, go for it.
Who is Jared Christie?
Ooh, getting a little feisty in here already.
I thought he had more than 33. I didn't.
That's your boy. You talked about
it. I did the math. I did the math wrong in my head. My fault.
Okay, let's keep it moving here. This person scored all of his points in the second half against Dolphin.
Who is Kyle Sautel?
Dang it.
Very nice, Kellen.
Good job, Kellen.
Thanks.
There's an extra point for how many points did Kyle Sautel score?
No.
Dolphin.
What is 18 points.
Dang it.
Kellen said it.
Well, I did say that on the dock.
Smokes. Yeah, he did. Kellen is out to a commanding lead. 3-0 Kellen right now?
3-0
yes.
Kellen.
Whoa.
Somebody send out that tweet or something just to broadcast the show.
Yeah, it's early, though. It is very early. You do not want to brag about that lead. It could go away quickly. This person was 5-for-6 from the free throw line this weekend. Elephant.
That's who is Brandon Lester.
Very nice. Brandon Lester kills it from the free throw line.
I do know that.
Yeah, good.
Because Brandon finally missed a free throw.
Yeah, he did.
That's actually funny.
This person scored 17 points. That's the elephant.
Who is Tyson Burr?
You didn't even let me finish.
That's the weekend stat.
That's the weekend. I was going to say the
game. Wait, say the last name again.
Beer.
Tyson Burr.
Is it Burr or Beer?
I thought it was Beer.
It's Burr.
Burr. Mm-hmm.
It's Tyson. Anyway, this person scored his first career points against Whittier. Elephant.
who is Theo Bigelow.
Oh, man.
Let's go. What was that about 3-0? I missed that.
Oh, man. Are we all tied up?
What? Excuse me. No.
Somebody choose Lacey.
Drew has 3?
Yes.
Kellen has 3?
Yes.
Lacey, there's still time. Not a lot, but there's still time.
Give me the girls' stats.
This person was 9-for-14 against Elephant.
Whoa.
Who is Kristen Sturtevant?
Come on, C.
Jeez.
Christian. Ooh. Shaky listen.
He's on a roll right now. I got to do something to try and stop the run that Drew's on.
My laptop is
multi-point question right here.
What?
This person had a double-double against Malton. Lacey.
Who is Marleisha Cox? What is the double-point question? How many points and how many rebounds?
Damn, she was even waiting for you.
Marleisha Cox had a double-double against Multnomah. Okay. Extra points for naming the two categories.
Okay. One's 12 and one's 11. I just don't know which is which. I'm going to say she scored 11 points and had 12 rebounds. Am I right?
That is correct.
Woo!
Lace.
That is correct.
Good job, Lace. Very proud of you.
So just like that, Lacey scored 3 points of her own.
Boom, boom, boom.
What are we at?
4-3-3.
Whew. 3 questions left.
Cool.
This person played 13 minutes off the bench and was 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Cat.
13 minutes off the bench.
3-2.
This is wrong. Who is Lauren Farrew?
All right. Elephant.
Who is Julia Berenson?
Wow. Good for you.
You sucker.
For you.
I'm sorry. Could I have cheated on that one, Christian? Oh,
wait. Two questions left.
Humble pie.
This person had 9 rebounds. Dolphin.
Went to Edenville High School. Maybe an extra point. Who is Kaylin Voss?
Wow. I was not expecting that from you.
Good for statue.
Good job.
Kellen broadcasted the game, so he should know that.
Little 5'4" Kaylin Voss ended up with 9 rebounds against Multnomah on Tuesday night. That's crazy. This person had 5 rebounds. 3. Dolphin.
I'm looking right at her. Lacey Nicholson.
Ooh. 5 apiece, Kellen, with 1 question to play.
Drew Artisoni has scored 5 points. Kellen Westring has scored 5 points. Lacey Nicholson coming up with a question for the Name That Loot Championship for the week for December 1st show.
Okay.
Folks, feel free to call into the show anytime you want. 253.
Yeah, we will also take a call in to decide the tiebreaker. You can, you know, if you're Kellen's buddy, you call in 253-535-7332. You can say, you know what, Kellen wins, and we'll take that. So.
Okay. This person.
Whoa, this is the question.
Yes. Yep.
So. Lacey's going to ask it.
This person had 3 assists.
What? Who is Coop?
Whoa!
Drew.
Mackenzie Cooper was the correct answer. Wow.
5 in a row!
Wow.
5 in a row!
Impressive. I got to give it to him because his laptop was closed.
His laptop
There's no
was
way
closed
was
this
cheating.
Week. He wasn't cheating for the first time in those 4 weeks. That is just a... That's
good
a,
job.
That's a heck of a deal right there, Drew. Proud of you.
Wow.
Drew, do you want to do a post-game little press conference right here?
Yeah. You know, not to quote the Tom Brady Footlocker commercial, but just because something's great all the time doesn't mean there's something wrong with it.
Ooh.
Because that's 5 weeks in a row. If anyone's
oh, my gosh.
Scoring at home. Because, you know, here it's not whose line is it anyways, because here the points do matter.
They do matter a lot. I do matter a lot. All right.
What about your worthy opponent?
Who is that?
Me.
All right, let's take a short break. When we come back, it is time for number 7's top 7 in 7 minutes. Find out what the list and who will be on the list is when we come back. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
What is cool?
Cool is doing well in school.
Now that's cool.
Anyone who does well in school is a nerd.
Now that's not. Cool is
is an attitude.
And if you have the right attitude, you can achieve anything.
Be cool. Stay in school.
Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. I am joined by Lacey Nicholson of POU Women's Basketball, Drew Artisoni of POU Men's Basketball, and right now our free agent wide receiver, Kellen Westering, with a little awkward dab in studio. Kellen, it's time for number seven's top seven in 7 minutes. What do you got for us this week?
Well, before I go to the top seven, I'm very glad that the PU football program instilled a very, very important tradition, and that is flushing it, because right now Drew has won 5 in a row, and it's hard to think about that.
5 name that loot titles, and Kellen's going to flush it and move on to his list.
And I got 1 week next week. Maybe, Drew, you can not answer a couple and let me win. So for honorable mention this week for the top seven, I'm going to be doing the top seven Christmas movies.
Oh.
My Christmas movies. And you may not agree, but it doesn't matter, because it's my segment. Whoever made honorable mention, this is what it is. So honorable mention for top seven Christmas movies is Charlie Brown's Christmas. And the
That's
reason
wait
why...
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Time out. That's a great honorable mention.
I appreciate that.
It's a great movie. Why isn't
it
on the
great,
list?
No question. Snoop Dogg is in there. He's big time.
D-O-double-G.
And when Linus explains what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, I love that. It gets me teary-eyed.
My mom, if she's listening, is going to cry because that's her favorite of all time.
So is it really?
Can't believe it didn't make the list.
Well, it was mentioned on the radio. That's all that matters.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, so here we go. Christian, starting at 7.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number 7 is Die Hard.
7?
It's number 7. And here we go. New York City policeman John McClane, who's played by no other than Bruce Willis, is visiting his estranged wife and 2 daughters on Christmas Eve. He joins her at a holiday party in the headquarters of the Japanese-owned business that she works for, but the festivities are interrupted by a group of terrorists who take over the exclusive high-rise and everyone in it. Very soon, McClane realizes that there is no one to save the hostages but him. And you think of Die Hard, you don't really think of it being a Christmas movie, but it was right during Christmas Eve when that movie was filmed. There's Christmas music in that movie. That's number 7.
Yippee-ki-yay.
You just made the list!
Number 6 is Fred Claus. Not sure if you guys have seen Fred Claus, obviously one of the 2 Claus brothers, but one of my favorite actors is Vince Vaughn. And Vince Vaughn plays Fred, and has anybody seen it in here?
Nope.
Like, oh my god.
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay. Vince Vaughn, he plays a troublemaker and polar opposite of his saintly sibling, Nicholas, which is Paul Giamatti, who's also one of my favorite actors. When Fred's criminal ways finally land him in big trouble, Nicholas bails him out, a.k.a. Santa, and brings him to the North Pole to work off the debt by making toys. Fred Claus ends up finally buying into what Christmas is all about. It's also a tearjerker. Love that one.
You just made the list!
I felt bad putting this one kind of high, but number 5 is going to be Home Alone. When bratty 8-year-old Kevin McAllister acts out the night before a family trip to Paris, his mother makes him sleep in the attic. After the McAllisters mistakenly leave for the airport without Kevin, he awakens to an empty house and assumes his wish to have no family has come true. But his excitement sours when he realizes that 2 con men plan to rob the McAllister residence and that he alone must protect the family home. And obviously, it's kind of a sore subject because we all live in Parkland.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number 4, I doubt that you guys have seen this movie, Preacher's Wife. Anybody seen Preacher's Wife? It's with Denzel Washington. My mom would be going nuts right now. Love you, Mom. So a cleric begins to doubt himself and is visited by an angel, a.k.a. Denzel Washington. The heavenly emissary is supposed to help the good reverend over his midlife crisis, but he is distracted by the cleric's love, his lovely young wife, who is played by... I cannot think of her name right now. She's a singer who passed away. She was really high on drugs. Whitney Houston.
Ah.
She's beautiful, number 1, and has an amazing voice. So Denzel Washington, Whitney Houston, the chemistry there is awesome. It's worth watching it. One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time.
You just made the list!
Hey, buddy, want to pick some snowberries?
Number 3 is Elf. Buddy was accidentally transported to the North Pole as a toddler and is raised to a and is raised by Santa's slaves. Unable to shake the feeling that he doesn't fit in, adult Buddy travels to New York City in full elf uniform in search of his rebel father. As it happens, Walter Hobbs, who's on the naughty list, a cynical businessman, after a DNA test proves that Walter reluctantly attempts to start a relationship with the childlike Buddy with increasingly chaotic results. One of the funniest movies of all time. I remember taking my mom to that movie. We were in the theater. I saw a bunch of friends there. I was kind of at the age where I thought I was too cool for school, and she laughed her butt off. I was so embarrassed. Great movie.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number two, Jingle All the Way. Huh. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Siegfried. Drew, have you seen Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way, yes.
Okay, so Jingle All the Way is a classic. Workaholic Howard Langston, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, wants to make things up to his son, Jamie Jake Lloyd, who's in Star Wars 1, for those Star Wars fans at home. He promises to get Jamie the hottest toy of the season. We've all been there. When I was young, I wanted an action figure named Mace Windu. My dad came up clutch for me. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Turbo Man. He ends up being Turbo Man in the end, ends up making it up for his son, but the quest to be try to find that toy throughout the movie is so classic, one of my favorites.
You just made the list!
And coming in at number one is, in my opinion, one of my favorite movies of all time. It's A Wonderful Life.
Mm.
It's A Wonderful Life.
That's
it's
a
great family movie. After George Bailey wishes he had never been born, an angel is sent to Earth to make George's wishes come true. George begins to realize how many lives he's actually changed and impacted, and how they would be different if he was never there. It's one of those movies where it's hot and cold, tearjerker laughs, amazing Christmas movie. I don't want to give a lot of it away because at least it sounds like you haven't seen it before.
Nope.
Okay, John Schaub, if you're listening, or Nicholson's, if you're listening, you got to get Lacey to sit down and watch that. I know she'll be busy with basketball, but it's worth watching.
Kellen, Elf didn't make the list, huh?
Elf was three, bud.
Elf was three?
Yeah.
Three.
Really?
It was three.
Yeah.
Grinch didn't make the list?
Oh,
Grinch! Grinch was number
the
nine.
Grinch!
Grinch was nine. Honorable mention.
So honorable mention.
I didn't know if I had enough time to talk about the
Grinch.
Dude,
the actors, let me tell you the actors of all those movies. You had Bruce Willis, Alan Rickman, Vince Vaughn, Paul Giamatti, Denzel Washington, Whitney Houston, Will Ferrell, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like a who's who of Oscar nominees.
For sure. Other than Jim Carrey would have been on that list.
Jim Carrey should have made the list.
If we did a top 10.
We don't like the Grinch here. You're a mean one.
Not a bad list.
Thank you guys for listening.
Not a bad list. All right, we're going to take a short break.
Wait, I want to know what Lacey's favorite Christmas movie is. Let's go around.
I like Elf.
You like Elf?
I like Elf. I'm glad it made the list.
Tickle Fight.
Christian? What did Jack Frost?
Probably.
How'd that not make the list?
Wow, there's so many good ones.
Probably Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ooh.
It's the one. I don't watch movies, so like that's the one that we always watch. It's my mom's favorite. She wants to watch it every year, so
it's probably nice and short.
Yes, easy to watch. That works for me.
Die Hard, Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman dueling in Nagasaki Tower.
Oh,
that's a Christmas movie right there.
Jingle or Yippee-ki-yay for sure.
Yippee-ki-yay, let's go.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Apple Cup, talk about how the University of Washington Huskies rolled over the Washington State Cougars. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.